Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are continuing the topic, come from the crowd. So we are being called from the crowd into partnership with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Dad. And we said on Monday, Dad, that in the crowd you have distractors.
Mm-hmm.
They distract you.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you putting your eyes upon Jesus, you put your eyes upon all other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People point out so many things. You ever been in a group and you were fighting it until people start to point out other stuff?
Yeah.
And they ask you, did you see this? Did you see that? And now take your mind, take your focus off everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So beware of the distractors in your life.
Yeah, because they're not pointing to anything positive.
Right. Come on. Yeah.
Did you see this misstep? Did you see that, to try to get into speculation and to try to get us off of course instead of looking for the positive, looking for the good in it, look for the peaceable in it, look for the praiseworthy in it.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible teaches us for mind transformation, to be able to experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. We're supposed to look for the good. But you have all those distractors and discouragers in there pointing out the bad.
Yes.
Then we wonder why we're all in conflict and turmoil.
Yes. So I love for you to pick up when you say come out from the crowd, because we're coming out because of the distractors.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming out because of the discouragers.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the distractors does.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to leave you empty.
Mm-hmm.
And distractors are all around us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't pretend.
Yeah, when runners are being trained, even at the PE level, you know, non-competitive PE level, they say, don't look back, just look forward, keep running, keep running.
Keep running, that's right.
Don't look back at the distractions, don't look back at the discouragement.
Yeah.
Just keep going, keep going, keep going.
Yeah, and the Apostle Paul says one thing. He teaches us how to take this from Paul, the Apostle Paul. Because when he come up against the distractors, he give us the solution. He says, one thing I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forget those things that are behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I press towards the mark. Okay? So, you know, he focused. He's not going to allow all those other things to distract him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. On this Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let things pull you off the path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like when you're driving a car. You can't be looking every which way and expect to get where you're supposed to be going safely. You have to keep your eyes on the course.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I'm driving and my husband's yelling, how you eating chips and trying to hold a drink and trying to talk to the kids and you're driving.
You're driving. You get distracted and you get crushed.
Pastor has an acronym for focus, which is to follow one course until success.
Just keep your eyes straight.
Amen. Can't look around.
Can't look around, right?
Everybody, you know what came to my mind while everybody was talking? It just came in my mind. The woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
What did she do? There was a crowd surrounding Jesus.
That's
now, that
teaching.
Could have been an absolute obstacle for her.
Yes.
But no, she crawled and she went to touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
And so that's what she did. She didn't do, like, the crowd could have been very intimidating for her. So I'm not going to go there near him. Forget about all the people.
Yeah.
And she persevered and she got healed because Jesus felt this, the energy come out of her, out of him when she touched his garment. He touched me.
Yeah.
And his followers said, what do you mean who's touching you? Everybody's touching you. But he knew something went out of him. So the point is that woman with the issue of blood, the obstacle was the crowd.
The obstacle was the crowd.
The obstacle. And I don't even know if I would have crawled on the floor to touch his, but she was determined and she got healed after, I think it was 12 years, right?
Yeah. 12 years
with the issue of blood. And she went through that crowd and she reached him and she got a healing.
Let me give you a couple of things that this doctor really leave with you. Watch this, guys. They leave you empty. Yes. When you know, even if someone is a distractor around you or within your circles, trust me, when they leave, you're going to be empty. They drain you of everything. So a distractor is not there to help you. There to leave you empty. There to drain you. And like you said, Pastor Diana, take you off the path that you were at. Now you lost your way. Distractors will allow you to lose your way. You lose the path that you were on. And how many times I hear people say, I shouldn't have listened to that person. Yeah. How many times? Have you heard that? I shouldn't have listened. If I did, just follow. Oh, I heard it so many times. And they said, if I did just follow my mind, I wouldn't end up where I am right now. Okay. I shouldn't have listened. That distracted. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that you did punch in there quickly. Discouragers. Mm-hmm. In the crowd, you have distractors, and you also have the discouragers. And the discouragers are not there to help you. They're there to take you off again the path. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're doing that. I don't know why you're going there. You know? Yeah. How could you know why I'm doing what I'm doing? Really? How could you know why I choose to go there?
You know, in this day and age, everybody tries to put you in a mold.
Yeah.
A mold, rather. They think, well, think like us, buy what we buy, do what we do, and they want you to conform to a certain way. And sometimes we do. We feel like, well, maybe I should be doing this, and maybe I should be doing that. Like, follow the crowd.
Yeah.
And no, follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus. Yeah. That's
amen.
It. Come unto me. Come unto Jesus. Leave that crowd and come. Leave those distractors and come to Jesus. We're going to teach that. Leave those distractors and what? Come to Jesus.
Amen.
Leave those discouragers and come to Jesus. That's all this teaching is. Mm-hmm. And we want you to get this teaching and get it in your spirit and go out and help somebody when you come across those people. Go ahead, Emily. You just want to say something?
No, I was just saying that, especially now, it's like keep up with the Joneses. You know, you have to do things. Oh, well, they have this, or they have that. Maybe I should be doing this. No, like I just said, follow Jesus. Read the Bible and keep your eyes looking ahead, not around you.
Okay. Yeah, here's the third one in there, Diane and Emily. Doubters.
Mm.
Yes. In every crowd, you have doubters.
Mm-hmm.
We're just picking out some characteristic why you need to come out of the crowd. Because in the crowd, you have doubters.
Mm-hmm.
There are doubters in there. You don't have a crowd of people where you're not going to find some doubters.
Mm-hmm.
There's doubters in there.
For sure.
Okay? Let me, guys, think about this here this morning. Joshua and Caleb were a part of the spies, right? Mm-hmm. They were supposed to go spy out the land.
Yes.
You know this whole story. You guys can pick it up from there. Mm-hmm. And when they come back, there were doubters.
Mm-hmm.
They says, we see the land.
Yeah.
What happened to the rest of the guys in that crowd? That was a crowd. Because a crowd is more than one person.
Yeah.
That's what a crowd is. The definition of a crowd is more than one person. And how many of them were, how many spies was there?
12.
There was 12 of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
12 of them in there.
And they all agreed
that
the produce of the land was good.
Yeah.
They had the proof. They had the grapes.
Yeah.
They agreed, okay, yeah, it is a land that produces above and beyond. But then within themselves, they became discouraged. They said, we see ourselves as grasshoppers.
Yeah.
In their, so we are in their sight. They saw themselves being distracted yeah. because their eyes were on all of the potential opposition instead of on the prize,
yeah.
which was the promised land. That was the prize and the prosperity of the land, what it was able to produce, that it was their inheritance. It was already assigned to them from God, but they were distracted by self-limitation.
Yeah.
And then they came into doubting. They were doubting that they were able to do it. With the exception of Joshua and Caleb, who said, no, we're more than able overcome
yeah.
and to go and possess the land. But it was the majority, they took the rule. The majority took the rule.
Hold it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So in a crowd, mm-hmm. the majority, mm-hmm. let me tell you, mm-hmm. of the people in that crowd mm-hmm. are not going to follow the right path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just says it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on and on and on to show mm-hmm. you that what we're teaching this morning is 100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a few in the crowd. And it's just a few in that crowd.
And all those attributes,
yeah,
distracting,
it.
Discouraged,
yeah.
doubter, they all lead to no productivity.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we know that in Christ that we are very productive. We're producing after the kind, the seed that he put within the self. So after the gift, the talent, after the word. The Bible says that the word of God is the seed.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to produce, to be able to multiply, to be able to subdue. That was what we were commissioned ever since the beginning of creation. The commission was to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue the land. So we have that productivity that's already interwoven within us.
Yeah.
But distractors, discouragers, and doubters,
and doubters,
they all have in common no productivity.
You remember the crowd that was going to the house with Jesus? They were going,
mm-hmm.
there's a big crowd mm-hmm. following Jesus. I think it was Jairus' daughter, or the kid was sick, and, mm-hmm. and Jesus was going there to heal him. And the whole crowd. And when Jesus reached the house, what Jesus did?
Mm-hmm.
He said,
separated.
He separated. Mm-hmm. He said, you can't come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we got, what I'm bringing up here, we need to leave doubters behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to separate from them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to dig into that. Jesus separated himself. How many times Jesus separated himself from the crowd?
Often.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times Jesus separated himself from the crowd. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if I'm talking to you listening and you go back to examine your own life, you should have been here, but you're not. And what is stopping you? Maybe you're carrying doubters with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're carrying distractors with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're carrying discouragers with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to end up, Pastor Dad, you well
mm-hmm.
said,
mm-hmm.
no productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So your life will never be productive if you continue to carry those people in your life.
Mm-hmm. Jesus even came away from those closest to him
yes.
for a time to have encounters with God, and then he will return, but he wasn't influenced by the crowd. Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.